Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry, this morning we have a question from a listener for you to answer. Are you ready?
I'll give it a try.
All right. Todd writes, is what I saw a white pelican Thursday morning, 9 a.m., just as I came up the Thompson Hill? Four very large white birds just gliding in a circle over or close to Spirit Mountain.
I have no idea what somebody thought, but I can, from the description, I can give you an attempt. Very large white birds can be other things in the Duluth area, but the missing ingredient he didn't say was about if any black was on a wing. If they were soaring and soaring together in kind of synchrony, yes, I would go with white pelican. White pelicans are an interesting bird. They have been changing their range from being more of a bird of the prairie areas, the prairie potholes, to becoming more common further east. And to see white pelicans in July, maybe 20 years ago, would have been extremely unusual. But now it happens pretty much every year. So, yes, I would say you probably did see white pelicans. Congratulations. And, yes, keep looking. There may be more to be seen. I'm speaking to you this morning. I'm stretching the backyard a little bit, and I'm speaking to you from a great state of Nebraska. I am on a trip, and I just spent the night here. I'll be moving on again today. However, it's an outstandingly beautiful morning right here, and it's just a nice place. I'm sitting out in a park bench. It's just wonderful morning. Looking at the month of July so far, we have been about normal temperatures. We have not had any really hot. We did get above 80, but if we're going to get above 90s, it will happen in July. This week, on the 13th, we celebrate the anniversary of 79 years ago, the hottest temperature ever recorded in Duluth, and that was 106 degrees on July 13, 1936. Amazing, amazing period of time. There was about a 10-day stretch where 7 of those 10 days set record high temperatures that are still records today, 79 years later. An amazing period of time. Well, what makes it even more amazing is that in those days, the temperatures were kept down at the lake. They were not kept up at the airport. So, wow, what a hot time that was. We also had this past week another thing of note, and that was on the 6th of July, last Monday, we were at aphelion. Aphelion is the period of time where we are the farthest away from the sun as we take our annual trip around the sun. Yeah, we are the farthest away, but still it's the hottest because of the angle of the sun hitting, as opposed to perihelion, which happens about the 4th of January, and that is when we are closest to the sun, but once again, the angle of the sun. We had this past week, we had a terrific rain. On the days of July 5 on stretching into 6, at my house, we recorded nearly 3 inches of rain. Neighbor told me that they got about 4 inches of rain. The weather service at the airport had about 2 inches. Just an outstanding rain. Wow, just wonderful. And that could happen again. That's the kind of things we get in the summer. We don't get these long-lasting rains too much. We usually get that real down for the real soaker, and then it moves on and doesn't rain for a while, as in the forecast for today. The days continue to get shorter after we pass the solstice. We are now sunrise about 10 minutes later than we were back then. Sunsets are a little bit earlier, not too much. This week on the 15th, we will be, for the first time in quite a long time, we will have sunset before 9 o'clock. So slowly the days are getting shorter. And as a result of that, the bird situation has changed a bit. Not as many birds singing in the early morning. Yesterday, when I was out on my early morning walk, I heard still several kinds. I was always glad to hear this trio of thrushes, wood thrush, hermit thrush, and veery, that sing both in the evenings and in the early mornings. The wood pewee, robins, several kinds of warblers still singing. One of the ones that amazes me is the red-winged blackbirds. They're still singing by the swamp. What amazes me, and I mean, that's a very common bird, but what amazes me is they started singing way back about end of March or early April, and they're still singing there. So quite a fantastic situation. Red-eyed vireos, of course, do their continuous singing, and as all the other birds will start to pause as we go through the rest of this month, the red-eyed vireos, along with a few others, will continue. This week, I did see more of the baby mammals. We have several baby chipmunks in the yard, squirrels in the yard. Baby rabbits are around quite a lot. They're getting a little bit too big to be with the parents, so they go out on their own. And then this week I saw a baby raccoon out by itself. They're so cute. The summer frogs, mink frogs, green frogs are calling still every day. I think they're calling maybe starting to wane. It doesn't seem to be as much as it was, but they'll continue pretty much through the rest of the month. But the big news in the world of frogs in July is when the babies start emerging. As we approach the middle of July, the babies, the tadpoles, they've already started to grow their legs, and they'll start to have a change internally. They go from breathing with gills to breathing with lungs, and this must be a very trying time for them because they have to always come to the surface to get a breath of air. Well, pretty much they just decide to leave the water and they go out on land. They absorb their tails, and so for a while you see these little tiny, tiny frogs and toads that have a little stubby tail, and we would start seeing those, I'd say, probably within a week. Butterflies, dragonflies still abounding. Fireflies are still out at 10 o'clock in the evening. I find good numbers of them. Various kinds of bees, very active right now. And, of course, the spiders. As we get further into the rest of the summer, the spider webs just are become more abundant and become larger as the spiders are growing. We've got berry season going on right now. Several times this past week I went to a berry farm and picked a nice big batch of tame strawberries, but then one day on the Munger bike trail, I stopped to pick a bunch of wild strawberries as well. The blueberries are doing quite well at our place. I picked quite a lot of them. There are also other berries that we don't eat as much that are out there. I had some June berries this week. I had found some lots of red elderberries that are ripe. Dewberries are ripe. Gooseberries, sarsaparilla, baneberry, all those. And before too long, we'll have the raspberries starting to get ripe. So, boy, I tell you, as we get into July, we are getting into berry season. In the world of wildflowers, I mentioned last time about how the fireweed and milkweed take off along the roadside, as do evening primrose, the yellow flower that blooms at night. Big, tall, white cow parsnips are out there in good numbers, but along with them are water hemlock in the damper places. Black-eyed Susans, ox-eye sunflowers, tall sunflowers are all starting to bloom now. Pansy, which we may not appreciate too much, is starting to bloom. Canada thistle. And Lisa, the first goldenrod of the season I found in bloom this week. So, yeah, that's always a fabulous time. Most of the wildflowers are out in the open, but I found a couple of really great ones in the woods. The pyrola and twin flower are blooming along with the spotted coral root, which is a type of orchid. Out in the bogs, the pitcher plant and the sundew, two types of plants that eat insects, along with the bladderwort, which grows in more wet places, also eating insects. They bloom at this time as well. You know, these plants that eat insects almost always grow in really poor soil, and so therefore they need a little extra to their diet to survive, and so what do? They just decide to catch a few animals to eat. They catch insects to eat. Fungi, we're having, thanks to the rain, we're getting more mushrooms right now. Still not the big numbers, and that will take maybe a couple of weeks to a month before we get the real big numbers and the variety, but it's starting to happen more. So, yeah, Lisa, it is an interesting time. We have plenty going on, and yes, watching the pelicans is one of the things to do. So, okay.
It is right, indeed, well, Larry. Thank you so much for joining us.
Take care.
Larry Weber joined us from a nice bench in the backyard, if the backyard is Nebraska this morning. He's an educator, author, question answerer, naturalist, and a guy who always calls in from the road. He joins us every Friday as our host for Backyard Almanac here on Northland Morning.